Ford Motor Company put up some stunning numbers. And that means what? It's the Business News Hour for Monday, the 29th day of April. Thanks, as always, for being with us again today. Markets were up today, but not by much. Still, some impressive records were set. Move over, Airbnb. Marriott is coming. Google struggled today. Earnings kids think earnings. Hackers got into a McDonald's app, and they're causing all kinds of headaches. Those stories and more, along with the markets, and you'll learn about the Workers' Memorial Day event held in Des Moines, Iowa this morning, as the AFL-CIO remembered the lives of 26 Iowans who never came home from work. And because today is Monday, we've got Laura Kennard with business networking and education events in the greater Des Moines metro. That business news, though, is next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. The Business News is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Monday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You can reach out to us on Twitter at @IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, yeah, you can find me on Twitter as well, at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, a massive earnings report on Friday cemented the leadership of the Ford Motor Company, and its stock soared for the company to reclaim its number two status for market value. Ford shares were at their best since July and amassed the largest one-day gain in a decade, bringing the company's market valuation to about $40.7 billion. Tesla shares traded at their lowest since January of 2017, still reeling from the wider-than-expected first-quarter loss the company reported earlier this week. That brought Tesla's market cap to about $40.6 billion. General Motors is still the top U.S. car maker by market cap, valued at $56 billion. By the way, GM is scheduled to report first quarter results tomorrow before the bell. Speaking of stocks, the markets closed higher today, but not by much. However, still enough to eke out some records. I'll have all the numbers for you a little bit later in the newscast. According to people familiar with the story, Marriott International is starting a new home rental business, aiming to take on Airbnb and other home sharing companies in one of the lodging industry's hottest segments. The Bethesda, Maryland-based company could unveil details for the plan's first phase as early as next month. Marriott is the world's biggest hotel operator, with about 1.3 million guest rooms globally, and now the company is poised to be the first major hotel company to create a U.S. home rental platform. All of this follows a pilot program in Europe and marks the next step in the company's plans to go global with the business. Other big U.S. hotel operators, including Hilton and Hyatt, have also been exploring or studying the home rental business. Bankers say Airbnb is expected to pursue an initial public offering next year, and some hotel industry executives say that prospect is driving a convergence between home rental companies and hotel operators. Airbnb is looking to diversify its offerings before going public, while hotel companies want a piece of the home rental business before an IPO helps Airbnb solidify its position. Well, Alphabet revenue came up short of expectations as all of its major sales categories performed slightly worse than projected in the first quarter, and yet another big fine out of Europe dinged the company's earnings. All that according to an earnings report this afternoon that sent shares down in after-hours trading. Google's parent company, that would be Alphabet, reported first quarter earnings of $6.66 billion, or $9.50 a share. Alphabet's earnings would have been $11.90 a share were it not for a $1.7 billion fine out of Europe for its online advertising practices. And then this from the tech world. Users of a McDonald's app in Canada are having their accounts commandeered by hackers who are using the accounts to order food for themselves. And they're racking up bills in excess of $2,000 per person. That's a lot of Big Macs. The scammers appear to quietly access the accounts and then make many regular-sized orders costing about $20 at a time. Victims said they didn't notice the money leaving their accounts, sometimes for weeks. Over several months, users of the My McD's app say they've been scammed and charged for orders they didn't make and have posted screenshots of the receipts online. It's not clear how hackers are accessing people's accounts. McDonald's has said that it's confident in the security of its app. But if that's the case, how is all this happening? Now, here's an example. Patrick O'Rourke, a technology journalist, was charged for 100 separate meals totaling $2,000 at a branch in Montreal between April 12th and the 18th. He told the Canadian broadcasting company that, quote, McDonald's should at least be sending out a mass email to everyone that has the account to say, hey, you might want to reset your password, end quote. On many occasions, including with O'Rourke, McDonald's Canada had said it would not refund the transactions and has urged app users to seek compensation from their bank instead. Word to the wise, check your app if you use one, just in case. That's a lot of Big Macs. The S&P 500 posted an all-time high today, but the session's gains were kept in check as traders braced for a busy week, including a flurry of corporate earnings reports, economic data, and an announcement from the Federal Reserve. The broad index gained 0.1% to break above 2940, the previous high set back in September. Financials led the gains in the S&P 500, climbing by 0.9%. Bank of New York Mellon and Citigroup were among the best performers in the sector, rising about 2% each. The tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite also hit an all-time high, rising by 0.2% to close at 8161. The Dow, that closed 11 points higher at 26,554 as Goldman Sachs outperformed. On the data front, April's non-farm payrolls report is scheduled for release on Friday, along with international trade numbers. Factory orders, construction spending, and consumer confidence data are all due for release this week. The Core Personal Consumption Expenditures Index, that's the Federal Reserve's preferred measure of inflation, remained unchanged in March. The Federal Reserve is also set to hold a monthly monetary policy meeting this week. Investors will be looking for clues about the central bank's plan for its balance sheet moving forward, as well as hints on where Fed officials think the economy is headed. Market expectations for a Fed rate hike are zero. Gold was down on the strength of equities today, off by $7.40 to settle at $1,281.40 an ounce. Crude oil gained 36 cents to $63.66 a barrel, and the 10-year T-note snuck up a bit, paying 2.52%. When we come back, it was an emotional event today as the AFL-CIO marked yet another Workers' Memorial Day. We were there, and we've got a report coming up next here on the Business News Hour.